Alleluia. 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 Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus went into the district of Tyre, and he entered a house and wanted no one to know about it, but he could not escape notice. Soon, a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. The Gospel of the Lord. This is, of course, one of the most confounding and disputed passages in the New Testament. It looks like Jesus is just being racist, and it's part of the reason that when we read the Bible, we need to read it in context. The two testaments are self-interpreting. That is, the New Testament can only really be read in light of what has come before it, and likewise, the Old Testament can only be rightly understood in light of what has been fulfilled in it. Solomon, of course, allowed his lusts to run his life. Now, lust seemed to run in that family. David had a problem with it, and then Solomon had a problem with it, but it manifested itself very differently. David took the wife of Uriah and had him murdered to cover up the pregnancy, but he basically got that he done screwed up. He was very sorry about it. He wrote a psalm. We all remember it. We say it on Fridays. And he largely kept his act together afterwards. Solomon had a much better sort of start on the front end, but then allowed these wives from the foreign territories to lead him astray. And the names of these foreign deities are still important. They still strike fear in the heart of anyone who has to do much work in exorcism or deliverance. Milcom and Moloch. These are characters who still show up today because they're very bad, bad characters who like to mess people's lives up. And they especially like to mess up women and their unborn children, which should probably tell us something in terms of the state of our own country. It's in light of that and the separation of the kingdom, which is the result of diabolical influence. The word diabolos, right, literally means to cut or to sever. So the devil causes the kingdom to fall against itself. And once that happens, the kingdom of Israel is never again properly itself. That's why when Jesus comes into the region of Tyre and tries to hide out, so he goes into a territory where people shouldn't know him, and he tries to hide in a place where people won't find him, a woman comes whose daughter is possessed by a spirit, presumably one of the spirits who used to inhabit the idols of the people who lived in the region. That's what this whole language about dogs and children is about. It's not that because the woman speaks Greek rather than Hebrew, she's less. It's not that because she's Syrophoenician, Syrian, by birth, that she's less than a proper Israeli, right? No, that's not the idea. It is rather that the kingdom divided has made people belong and not belong, And Jesus is trying to show her belongingness by the way that he answers her plea. A good teacher knows the answer that a student's going to give to a question before she asks it. And the Lord Jesus knows with certitude the answer that people are going to give before he ever asks the question. So when he says, it's not right that we should give the food of the children to the dogs, he knows what her reply is going to be. He's not baiting her, he's helping her. There's a prayer that the priest says, at least in some of our traditions, immediately before communion. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Father, trusting in our unrighteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up even the crumbs underneath thy table. It's worth thinking about as we come to the altar today. Here's the other thing I want us to simply consider. The reason I chose the Mass this morning. It's funny, I came in this morning to celebrate the 8:40 and nobody showed, presumably because school was late. But I had set up for Mass myself because the kids weren't here, and I set up for this Mass for vocations to holy orders, not knowing that Caleb would show up this evening. I did that because when I was a Dominican, today was an especial feast day for us. A character who's not known outside of the order, but I think is a good example for us all. Blessed Jordan of Saxony was the first successor to St. Dominic, the guy who took over the order after St. Dominic died. And he was the first vocations director in the way that we would recognize today. He was so enthusiastic about his own vocation that when he would walk into a village or town, the mothers would lock their sons away for fear that they might hear him preach, and they would run off and join the monastery. And they didn't want them to do that, so they would lock their boys up at home. Kind of like when the pretty girl used to come to town, but it was a sweet-talking priest. He is a kind of a Valentine for vocations. And so tonight, we remember him as we pray for Caleb and all those discerning, for all those trying to figure out exactly what God wants. Because the problem that Solomon has and the problem that we have is one and the same. Each of us, whether we're discerning our vocation on the front end or trying to fulfill it on the back end, is trying to be single-hearted. To give God everything we've got and everything we are. And that is the hardest work of a lifetime. But if we are honest with it, then like the daughter of the Syrophoenician woman, we will wake up and the demons will be gone. We will approach the Lord. He will gladly answer our prayer.